435 on downtown, reminding you the guests of the show are heard on the G&M Family Market telephone line. G&M Family Market, the corner of Route 1A and Route 46 in Holden, open 6 a.m. to 9 p.m. 7 days a week. And up next on that G&M Family Market telephone line, it's the director of athletics at the University of Maine, Carlton Creech. Carlton, thank you for joining us on this big day in the history of Maine athletics.
Thanks, Rich. Appreciate you having me on.
Well, it's quite a day. Jack Cosgrove, the winningest coach in Maine football history, moving into administration. Obviously, this has been something that's been in the works for a while that you've discussed. What was it about Jack Cosgrove that you thought would make him such a great asset to the university in the athletic department and in administration?
Well, number one is his unmatched passion for Maine athletics and the University of Maine. You know, Jack has served this institution with loyalty over many years, and he still remains the most passionate guy I've met about this place. And to have him choose to move on to our senior leadership team just strengthens the entire athletic department. And I couldn't be happier that he's reached this decision and wants to take this path in his career.
Now, I know the position is one that you're still developing and really working out some of the details on, but what are some of the things you envision Jack doing?
Well, you know, certainly he'll be a great advisor and mentor for all of our coaches here at UMaine. We're blessed with a great group of coaches, but to have Jack now available to all of them in advisory role will be should help us get better across the board. And then his relationships that he's made over his many years here as the head coach, his natural ability to recruit will make him a great fundraiser and a great person out in the community, inviting everybody to help participate and helping us realize our vision for Maine athletics. He'll be a valuable member of the senior leadership team and really with input and guidance on everything we're doing. And so to have him in the room with his attention fully on board for the entire department will be a powerful thing for us. We've got a couple of specific things we want him to work on, go to work on immediately. One is the development and implementation of a leadership program for our student athletes. We've identified that as a priority for our department, and nobody better suited to do that than Jack. And then we really think Jack can do a great job improving our relationships with our high school athletic programs across the state of Maine. And Jack is a well-recognized guy in the state of Maine and around our community. And to have him going out on behalf of the university and the athletic department with our high schools will not help not only us, but also I hope help those high school student athletes get to where they want to go.
Carlton, what's the salary for this position, and how do you make that work within the constraints of your athletic budget?
Well, it'll be you know, commensurate with, you know, the position and his experience. It'll be, Rich, around $100,000 salary. Initially, we're going to use the president's discretionary fund to fund it, and then we'll work on long-term funding solutions for it. You know, it's a quick transition here, and we're moving at this speed really because of the need to start the search for the next coach quickly in order to hit that window when most coaches are hired in our business. You know, we'll figure out that long-term plan, but President Hunter is certainly fully supportive of this decision and this move, and she'll be helping in the short term to fund the salary from her unrestricted fund, which is all from private gifts.
Well, and as anybody who follows collegiate athletics closely knows, we at the University of Maine have always tried to do more with less, and certainly most schools of a comparable size have a much deeper athletic department when it comes to having people do the work.
They do, and Jack will, you know, just from a practical work standpoint, we've got so much important work, and I said in the release that the list of things Jack can do is endless, and it's really true. So when you're in that situation, it's all about what are your priorities and what are the most important tasks at hand. So to have another highly capable, highly motivated person at the top of our organization taking on those responsibilities will be a tremendous boost for our entire athletic department.
We're talking with Maine's athletic director, Carlton Creech, and we talked to Jack moments ago. It sounds like a pretty expedited process here. The timeline is to get applications here really over the next week or so to find out who's interested, and then is the goal to have a coach in place by mid-December?
Yeah, ideally we'd like to have somebody in place certainly before the Christmas holidays, so mid-December is the target. You never know how these things will work when it comes to getting interviews and timelines and all those things. But we posted the job nationally this morning. We already have several applicants. So as with any job that becomes available here, we'll have a deep and qualified candidate pool. And so then I think our challenge will be, when you have multiple qualified candidates, you're really looking at fit to place and who will fit best at the University of Maine and have the best opportunity to succeed.
Obviously, you want someone, and it's in the application, with coaching experience, but not necessarily head coaching experience, as somebody who's been a recruiter before. Is it necessary for that person, or at least preferred, that they have some connection to the University of Maine?
It's not necessary, but it's anytime you have two similarly qualified candidates, and if one of them has a connection to the university, that could be the difference maker. But it's not a qualification that's definite need. You know, in our men's basketball search, we identified Bob Walsh as the best candidate. Bob had no previous connection to Maine, but has certainly come in here and done a great job in just 1 year in helping to turn that program around. So, I think in any university, in any search, ideally, you'd love your best candidate to also have a tangible link to the university, but it doesn't always work out that way.
Now, Joe Harris-Simiak has been named the interim head coach. All of your coaches, assistant coaches, are currently under contract. Will any of them be considered as candidates for the position if they express an interest?
Well, one thing that Jack has done a great job of here is building a great network or tree of coaches underneath him throughout the year. So that goes for our current staff and previous staff. So if any of those coaches, including Joe, believes they're qualified and capable to be the next coach, we'd invite their application for the position. Joe's a great guy. The reason we chose him as the interim is in talking to Jack, he has the respect of the staff and the student athletes. He's a great recruiter, and so, his focus over the next few weeks while the search is taking place is to make sure that we're staying on top of our recruiting situation. I hope Joe will apply. Joe's a great guy, has done a great job here for us. He'll be up against stiff competition, but we would certainly welcome his application if he's interested.
And, of course, Maine has been a member for several years of the Colonial Athletic Association, arguably one of the top two, maybe if not the best program or conference in the country for FCS football, four of the league's teams off to the postseason. Does the commitment remain strong to staying with Colonial Athletic Association football?
It is strong. I mean, the Colonial's been a great home for us in recent years. I do think, if things change on the landscape, we've got to be ready for that. And maybe with Jack now being in an administrative role, he'll be able to take a little bit of more proactive role in doing some pre-planning in case the landscape changes at the conference level. But right now, we are certainly a committed member of the CAA.
Well, Carlton, it's exciting times at the University of Maine. I think this is a wonderful decision by you, by Jack Cosgrove. I really think it benefits everybody involved, and I'm excited to see what the future holds for Maine football and the Maine Athletic Department. Thanks for making time for us this afternoon.
Thanks, Rich. Really appreciate all you do for us. Thank you.
That's Carlton Creech, Director of Athletics at the University.